The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. China's tech-savvy millennial generation is boosting sales of luxury brands in the country. Once sluggish sales of the like of Gucci handbags and Chanel cosmetics, amongst others, rose at their fastest pace in over half a decade last year, according to the business consulting company Bain & Co. In a recent report, the company said the sale of luxury goods in China hit $22 billion last year, which is up around 20% from the year before. It's the sharpest growth seen since 2011, when luxury sales were being impacted by slow economic growth and a crackdown on corruption. Some analysts say China's government has also been a key driver of that growth. Markets analyst Michael Hewson.
I think we're seeing increased demand from a younger demographic, the 20 to 34-year-old, but I think what's more important, and I think this is what the Chinese government have done, is that they've lowered import taxes on some of the more high-value brands like Burberry, Gucci and Hermes, and that's making these sorts of products that much more affordable.
As for 2018, the report says luxury brands from Hermes to LVMH to Kering are all vying to lure in China's big spending youth, now the driving force in the market. Just about an hour's drive from the Winter Olympics venues in South Korea, an Alps ski resort represents a lost opportunity in the minds of many local villagers. South Korea has spent $800 million on the sporting facilities for next month's Winter Olympics, but in Ulri, it's like a ghost town. Slopes haven't been weeded, buildings are faded and aged, and stacks of concrete and metal lay around without a purpose. Ogum Sheik owns a ski rental shop.
It's completely in ruins now that the ski resort is closed down. All businesses are practically dead.
In its heyday, Ulri was a bustling resort town, but its owner went bankrupt in the face of increased competition and the place has been shut down since 2006. Since then, attempts to reopen the resort have come to naught. Korean investor Alps 7 Resort promised $75 million to renovate the existing slopes and condos and build additional facilities, but it failed to meet the deadline for payment. Local villagers had hoped the Olympic Games would provide enough incentive to lure other investors. Ogum Sheik.
When the Olympics are held, people will want to visit ski resorts. This place is only around an hour away from Yongpyeong, so there could have been a big chance of many people coming here, too.
As the February 9th start date of the Winter Olympics nears and chairlifts still dangle lifelessly from their cables, hope dwindles in the tiny settlement of Ulri. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.